We are saying that it is unlawful. Officers arresting someone must identify themselves. They must also inform the person being arrested of the reasons of arrest. And if they are taking him away or her, they have to say where they are taking him. These officers went early this morning to the house of Boniface Mwangi. They arrested him in the presence of his children. There were male officers and one female officer in plain clothes. They did not identify themselves or say where they were taking him. They just forced him to leave with them, and they were armed. So for 4 hours, people didn't know where he was. But when the matter started trending on social media, the police now admitted they had him at Kamukunji Police Station. As we are talking, no indication that he has been released.
We are still trying to get in touch with the police to give us the reason for Mwangi's arrest. But I'm reading that the police are saying that he's arrested because whatever he's trying to do is in violation of Kenyan law, trying to incite people to commit an offense.
Which offense? Going to attending a marathon is not an offense. And if he has committed an offense, why not then arrest him in the proper manner? Identify yourself, say where you are taking him, tell him the offense. They are now responding hours later to accuse him of incitement because of public outcry. How many other people, lesser known, who are being abducted and they disappear without trace? They have a campaign to intimidate people so that nobody can raise a contrary voice. And we are very, very unhappy.
Have you made any presentation with the police?
Unconditional release. There were lawyers and his family at the police station, and they had not released him by the evening. We even had people calling the Attorney General and the EPP to advise the police that you cannot hold people unnecessarily, and nothing has yielded.